My gosh, I'm here and already not feeling great emotionally, which, it's life. I'm just trying to get through it. And then it's this righteous talk again from so-called religious folks who are annoying and had the nerve to once again have this conversation with me, at me, but worse than ever because just outright saying, "Oh, I'm here to save you." Oh my gosh, first of all, motherfucker, that's a good one. Second of all, save me from what? Hell, I'm already here. And you're just another figment of my imagination in it, so that's how your fucking saving is going. Aside from this, where do you get off thinking that your purpose is to save me? Okay, I don't even want to get into the depth at which you don't have. Meaning, like, if this was somebody who spent their entire life learning your religion. Like, this is my problem with you religious fucking freaks, okay? You, like, spend your whole life committed to some fucking book because you've been conditioned to, and you read it in and out, let's say. But that's it. You don't ask any questions, you don't do any digging, and probably the most infuriating to me is that you don't know your fucking history. I say, "Oh, and what do you think about the Book of Enoch?" And you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Interesting. How every religion's derived from this book and conveniently keeps it out of your Bible, yet you know better than me. That's just like the most infuriating. Okay, so these people aren't even that. Okay, I wouldn't even call them religious. This is more like social religious. Only the big holidays and whatnot. You know, those people. And normally, I used to just get so riled up about it, but I have some more common sense now and understanding, and that'd be like me being hardcore, like trying to talk to people about baseball. If you don't know, because you haven't been listening, I fucking hate baseball. It's just a personal thing that I grew up with, so I hate it. I mean, like, it made me hate sports, but again, just something that I personally did, and I'm like working on it. But that'd be like me just going around talking to people who are like actually in the major leagues, actually doing some shit, and trying to talk at them about baseball. Like, I know better. Like, that's how fucking stupid it is. So, I'm not getting riled up about it. But I already was kind of in a mood. And so I thought, you know what? Fuck it. Maybe other people have to hear this or want to hear this. Or, like, everything in my life, you don't want to hear it, but you need to hear it. And you're gonna hate me for a minute, but then maybe it'll sink in. Who knows? Unlike you fucks who think you're so holier than thou, I don't feel the fucking need to save fucking nobody except me. Myself. From the mess that I created. Which is my life. But So I'm like, just this heathen. Because I don't care about your stupid religious days. Oh, did you know it's this day? Next week, can you believe it? I don't care. How many times do I have to fucking tell you? Apparently I have to get to this level where I gotta be disrespectful about it. Because you don't give a fuck. Maybe if you let me talk about the things I believe, I wouldn't be so fucking angry all the time. But not only do you not allow that, and you shut me down, but then you try to fucking correct me. Save me. Meanwhile, you haven't even done an ounce of actual research and knowledge into what you so-called believe in and what you would sacrifice your life for. And see, people like this are the reason that hell prompted me to be less like this. Like, I'm not trying to die on every hill. And definitely not this religious hill. Like, there's a lot of this fucking hoofla I don't believe in, okay? The way people see spiritual woo-woo shit, that's how I see a lot of religion. And I'm gonna be real, it's more about the people than the actual, like, messages and principles or whatever. But the point here is, like, I'm a fucking heathen because I don't want to hear your shit, but when you don't want to hear my shit, it's not only okay for you to completely disrespect me at every level, but then you go as far to try to talk at me about why you're right and I'm wrong and I need to be saved because I'm a heathen, etc., etc. And then you wonder why I walk around acting like I worship Satan. You're so easy to fucking get riled up. You think I'm not gonna do that? After you trying to fuck with me for real, Sals? But I'm the heathen and asshole because I'll fuck around with you just to be a dick. And it hurts more because I'm not as attached as you are to this shit. So you're hurt, not me. I continue living my days as a fucking hell that I am. Hell has no fury. Like a woman who's chill with Satan. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird. It's weird. Like, you people are fucking weird. Okay, I know I'm weird, so that should be saying a lot. But I don't understand it. You think your whole purpose is to save me. Oh my god. Let me count the ways. Like, this is a comedy right here. I'm pretty sure. Isn't there a movie called Save Me about religious people where there is some element of comedy? If not outright, I felt like there was. Isn't it the one where Mandy Moore? Isn't it? I don't know. Okay. I digress. But, okay, let me stop talking shit to y'all idiots. And let me pretend for a second that you're, like, the real deal, okay? Because let's get this straight. If you're the real deal, as far as I see it, and you want to, like, fucking blood in, blood out for your religion, because it's a gang, if that's how you're gonna be hardcore about it, and you know, like, all the history, because to me, like, you're really gonna die on the hill at this level. Like, you need to know the history, but not just your religion history, all religion history, because how can you stand firm in your position to die on this hill when you only know your religion inside and out, but nothing else? Like, how can you combat the world effectively? How can you save people if you don't know what's out there that other people are thinking and believing and seeing? Okay? So, let's assume that you're this individual. Not only do you know your religion inside and out, but you definitely know what the Book of Enoch is. You know what Anunnakis are. And, you understand thoroughly the parts of your Bible that have been derived from texts much older than your Bible, and have conveniently been rewritten in your Bible to suit your religious needs and beliefs, and like you accept that this is true. Like, you know the ins and outs of it, you understand it. You're not getting angry. You're not like a female bitch who gets angry at biology when you tell her 30's too old to settle down, bitch. You're not gonna get the kind of dude you want, okay? And you don't get angry about it. So let's say that you're this person, okay? Let's entertain this. Because this is the only person I would ever fucking genuinely have this conversation with. Because otherwise, it's you do you, I do me. And if you keep pushing it, I'm gonna fuck with you. Because I don't care. And now you're going out of your way to try to affect me when you don't realize how easy it's gonna be for me to break your fragile little reality. That has no foundation. So, if you're genuinely that kind of person I described, who goes above and beyond to really know your shit, and you want to come at me like you're trying to save me, in what world has this approach worked? Because the reality is, I know a lot, obviously, heathen to another heathen. I know how people feel about this, and maybe there's some differentiations, but mostly it's like you come at people like, oh, you're trying to save them. What you're really saying is, I'm better than you, I know more than you. You need to listen to me and follow me. Or you ain't shit, you ain't about shit, you ain't gonna never be shit. Okay, that's how it translates. Like it or not. You don't know how to people correctly. And so, if you were trying to save people, why not do it in the most righteous way possible? Which would be to shut the fuck up about it and don't tell people. And just do it. Like, in your fucking prayers, in your actions, in your manifestations. Like, why not do it that way? You know how many fucking good things I've done for people that they never will fucking ever know about? Like, do you know? Of course not, because you're the kind of person who has to go talk at everybody and fucking throw your bullshit at them. Because you got no fucking clue, most likely. And it's insane that you are like a leader for your religion or whatever, or a self-proclaimed leader. You know, and then you wonder why people hate religion so much. People like you make it real hard. Real, real hard. But, you know, like, I have plenty of people in my life, mostly my inner circle, where I see things, I know things, and there's a part of me that's like, I talk about this all the time on here, indirectly, but it's like, I know what would be helpful to them, but they're not receptive to it. They're not even in a place mentally, emotionally, to hear it and take it in. Because if I say it, it sounds like what y'all do, which is, I'm trying to save you. And nobody wants to hear that. So I just go about it in my own way. And praying is the best word to describe what I do, among other things. And my prayers are always answered. Maybe not how I want them to be, but always helpful to the individual. And I know through confirmation of them saying, just coming and being like, oh, guess what happened? You know, like this shit. And don't get me wrong, okay? I'm not like better than you, religious people, because clearly I'm so fallible. And I'm very open about that and honest and real. And it's true, it's like facts. So I've had plenty of conversations on here where I was trying to force people to do things. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. And I come across just like y'all. But, like, the difference is I can acknowledge it and accept it. And I go, oh, yeah. Oops. Or, there's been plenty of times where I'm like, I know I'm not doing it right. I don't care. I'm angry. And that's not correct either. Like, life is a process. Hell, here is a process. And we're just, like, all doing the best we can. Okay? And yeah, some people, they do know more. And have more to offer, sure. But there's a way to handle people. And if you truly, genuinely believe your mission here is to save people, first of all, you need to realize that, like, to every other person, you sound like a fucking moron. Evangelical moron. And it's annoying. Okay? And we don't want to hear it. So, if you really cared about your mission, you would hopefully think, you would hopefully acknowledge that. Like, okay, this is what I'm here to do. But people don't like that. They don't receive it well. So how else could I do it? Aside from keeping it to your fucking self. Shutting the fuck up. And, like, working it out on your own. Which I think is the best option. Sometimes. You know, get, like, develop a better strategy. Figure it out. Like, because what's crazy is, okay, even if I met you, this imaginary religious person I'm talking about who, like, knows, like, if I met this person, first of all, I'd be fucking floored. Okay, let's be real. That would really fuck me up. And it would make me heavily consider all the shit I've talked about, you people. Because that's like a different level of commitment and seriousness. But you pack that shit with the fact that, like, you actually know how to handle people and approach people and you're not making me feel like you're better than me, that's gonna resonate in a completely different way. Like, in a way that I would be offended by, because you know how I feel about religious. Just like folklore. Even though there's something out there that's an infinite intelligence. Okay, I know that much is true. What it is, I'm not sure. Maybe it's, quote-unquote, the actual real life, because this is a video game. I don't know. But, like, that would do wonders for me, okay? Like, not only do you know what the fuck you're talking about, and you're not, like, condemning me here. Because here's what's really going to happen. Like, if you come from the right space. And, like, there's a purity in it for you. About genuinely trying to save people. And you can thoroughly back it up with knowledge and history and insights. And you know how to handle people. Carefully in the Dale Carnegie way. I think it's inevitable that people would feel automatically like you're better than them. Like you know more than them. So you don't have to fucking establish your power like that. That will come with the evidence of who you are. Like not only do you know your shit, but you also embody it. Like that speaks volumes. And already you're going to be having people consider things differently because you're not like the normal righteous fucks out here who don't get it. Because the normal righteous fucks, you just, you act like God picked you and you're the chosen one and now you have to save everybody. Like, meanwhile, people who actually know you, your life's a mess. You can't get it together. You ain't shit either. You know? And I mean, like, we're all searching for that. To, like, save people. I hate that phrase. But, like, we all want to do that, okay? We all innately have good in us. And we want to spread good and do good. But there's so much against us all the time, and it's really hard to get to that place. And so it doesn't help to be like judged and criticized and condemned and to like kick you while you're down. So if like your actual purpose here is to save people, you'd think you'd take it more seriously and you'd care more. Because you'd realize that people are the only thing that matter, and they clearly don't want to hear your bullshit. So you better know what the fuck you're talking about. You better have patience, and you better know how to handle people correctly. Because acting like you know better than, and you're sitting on your little fucking fake-ass throne, it's not going to make anybody give a fuck about you and what you do, let alone let you save them. Furthermore, if you feel like your purpose is to save people, like, that's a little bit, like, Thanos territory, you know? Like, maybe you should really evaluate, because that's not, like, a normal, healthy way to see things. Okay? People like that, oh, I'm gonna save you, it's my duty, and my responsibility, meh. I don't know what it is you want, probably just like the rest of us, you want to feel important. But you think crazy shit, like you need to eliminate half the planet for it to happen. You know, eliminate people who don't think like you, believe like you, see like you. And that's not the fucking answer. That's like a closed-minded way to see things. As an old perspective, like, Jesus, get creative. Are you serious? You're the fucking chosen one and you can't think of anything better than the fucking tale as old as time perspectives. Give me a break. You ain't no chosen one. You don't even think. But you can save people. Off of somebody else's words that you've made your own and you don't even most likely know. Okay, actually, if I was talking to the right person, they would know. I'm sort of going back and forth talking shit to the regular schmegulars, righteous fucks who don't know shit about shit. And then the very rare, who I've never met. Religious folk who actually know what they're doing and saying. Like, I just watched this movie. I think it was called Hill. It's about Ricky Hill. It's a true story about this kid who had leg problems, who was obsessed with baseball. And his father was a fucking priest, pastor. I don't know what he did. He was a church dude. And, like, in this movie, like, this is just according to fucking Netflix, okay? I don't know his actual story or his life. But in this movie, like, the dad is, like, obsessed with Ricky becoming a pastor like him because he has a way with words. And let me just say this. Maybe, but no. What Ricky had was heart and obsession and love for something in, like, the purest form that everything else he did was great. He could have a good attitude because he just, like, loved baseball so goddamn much. And that was, like, all he did. So, when he wasn't doing that, he'd still have a good attitude because he'd go back to playing baseball eventually. Like, this motherfucking kid, this is insane. This kid had a fucking stick. It's not even a thick stick. It's, like, a normal ass, I don't know, maybe, like, slightly thicker. I don't know. It's just like a long, thin stick, okay? And he would throw rocks. And he would hit rocks with this little ass stick. Fucking I don't know. I don't know. I don't, what's the word? Yards? I don't know. Far. He'd hit these rocks far. And it's insane. It's just, I don't know, man. Obsessional desires like that are so fascinating. Because, like, it's no surprise. I was watching it, and I'm like, wow, this fucking, as a kid, he's doing this shit, hitting these rocks fucking far as fuck with a stick. He's definitely gonna fucking make contact with the ball to a bat. Are you serious? Are we serious right now? Like, no, he can't walk. No, he can't run. He can barely walk. But that motherfucker, give him a bat, throw a ball, he gonna make contact. And his dad is just like, no, God's the way. And he's like, so closed-minded. And, I'm sorry. I'm doing my best to not be disrespectful when telling the story because I understand Dad. And I get Dad. And he's doing the best he could. And he's human. Fallible. So fallible. And, so, if there's disrespect when talking about this movie, about that, it's just my personal issues with religion. And I just have to say that because I don't want the message to get lost in my ignorance and biases and personal annoyance with the religions that are God. So he basically just spends his whole life, Ricky, trying to play baseball, and his dad's always crushing his dreams. And Ricky ends up not needing, like, his little leg crutches, you know, like Forrest Gump had. And still, like, he's still fighting his dad to play. And, like, he lives with his dad, his mom, his sister's brother, and his grandma. And everybody but Dad, eventually he's, like, getting on board with Ricky's dream of baseball. Because, don't forget, Ricky's not like, oh, I'm only doing baseball like a normal kid. And not giving a fuck about everything else and causing problems. He's hardcore obsessing over baseball, but then every time he has to do other things, he has a great attitude about it. And he's in good spirits. And he's like a really fucking dope-ass kid. And eventually, Dad lets him play. And Dad never sees him play. Honestly, that was like the most heartbreaking. Dad never saw Ricky fucking play ever. Like, and this is what I mean. It's like if you're really devout to God at that level, like, how can you not see that, like, you should send that love to your own family also? I don't know. I know we get caught up in our shit. Fine. Anyways, so he, Ricky, he's just, like, kicking ass, right? He's so good. Like we expected, anytime he gets thrown a ball and he's got a bat, he makes contact. Come on, this kid was hitting a stick, rock with sticks. Not even like thick rocks that look like baseballs. No, I'm talking about thin ass flat rocks. He was hitting with a thin ass stick. Long, but thin. Maybe like a couple inches girth wise. Nuts. If you don't know how crazy that is, go outside, get a stick, start trying to hit flat rocks. Fucking, like, home runs. I don't know. It's impressive. I hate that I know that, but I like to think anybody would know that. It's common sense, right? Like, stick and a rock. Mm. Anyways. He's in high school, his last year. Nobody comes out to see him play. So there's this guy in the community who, like, he basically is, like, Ricky's mentor when it comes to baseball. And not so much in, like, teaching him, but more, like, keeping him inspired and being supportive in that sense. Like, so he gets these scouts to come out and watch Ricky. And, of course, Ricky kills it. But then Ricky trips over a sprinkler and he fucks his ankle up. And there goes his chances to play pro. And this is like his whole life. He just meets constant fucking failure after failure. Constant reason to stop loving baseball. And he just persists. He persists and he does so willingly because he's so obsessed. And as a senior, he's starting to, like, lose his dream a little bit. You know, he's starting to become fucking stupid adult where we act like being realistic is a good thing, but it's not. All being realistic is accepting defeat. Okay, let's just say that. And I wish people would stop saying it. I wish we could stop saying that. Especially stop telling kids. Quit telling kids to be realistic. Because I know that you think you're doing a good thing, but you're not. What you're really saying is, this is all there is. Because this is all we know. And we couldn't do it, even though we didn't try as fucking hard as you. And we didn't love it as much as you. And we didn't care as much as you. But the world beat us down the same. And we've accepted it. Now it's time for you to accept it also. Like, no, change happens because you don't believe in that and you keep fighting and it's fucking feels so pointless. But okay, I'm getting off a little bit. I just had to say that. So he breaks his ankle. Now he needs surgery and it's going to cost at least $7,000. And wouldn't you know it, Ricky's family is poor as shit because they are like Christian folks and... I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but just, like, a lot of people that are hardcore religious seem to think they also have to be poor, and they don't, but that's neither here nor there. And then, so this mentor guy, he's, like, Ricky is trying to raise money so that he can do it, and they end up, like, only having raising $3,000, needing $7,000, and the mentor comes by. And this guy is entrepreneurial, so he's got, like, money to invest. And, it's like every time Ricky kind of has this kind of a moment, he's always there. And he's willing to help. And he's like, okay, I'll give you the rest of the money that you owe for the surgery. And... Dad gets crazy, and he's like, no, and, okay, I understand it, because we all know how money moves like this with men can be disrespectful, okay, I understand that, we're not trying to make Dad feel like he's not enough, and he really doesn't take it to that level, because, you know, his whole man of God thing, but he's trying to stop this mentor from investing in his son, and he's like, no, give it up. And so then grandma comes in to save. Like, he always has somebody, a couple people in the family help dad accept the fact that he's going to play ball. And so he gets surgery and he's still not healed. And then they find out that there's going to be tryouts. This is why the mentor paid for the thing. Because he's like, there's tryouts in 3 months. You're going to have surgery, recover, and then try out for Major League. And so, he gets the surgery, recovering slow because they didn't get the results that they wanted. And... Ricky becomes defeated. Okay, because don't forget, all this other shit, his whole fucking life has been tearing him down, trying to stop him. Making this dream to play baseball seem so impossible that it's even stupid. And he gives up. And then his grandma is on her deathbed. And she basically tells him that he needs to go to the tryouts and do his best. And then tells his dad that he needs to let him do this. And since dad is a man of his word and has honor and integrity, he might have his shortcomings, but he definitely is an honorable, integrous man. He agrees. So he lets Ricky start keep training for these tryouts. And Ricky goes to the tryouts. Is about to get cut because he can't run for shit, but he can hit. And then he's like, I can hit. If I don't hit every ball, then I'll leave. And he basically, like, talks this one of the scouts into letting him stay. Because the main coach was like, if one of these scouts says you're done, there's no debating. Anyways, he, like, annoys the scout enough, so he was like, fine, if that's gonna get you to leave, go. Quit wasting my time. And so then he's, like, hitting these balls 200 yards, I don't know, into the next field. I don't know what the numbers are, okay? I don't know the size of baseball fields. Don't care. I'm just saying hundreds of feet, because I'm pretty sure that's what the coach said on the other side. And he's, like, hitting every single ball, okay? And still, this motherfucker gets cut. Or so we think. Actually, nobody says anything, but he basically gets told to stop hitting. He's, like, crying, goes in his car, goes back to the place where he was a little kid, and he was practicing baseball. I don't know, gets this inspired moment, I guess. Goes back to the tryouts, and then basically confronts the head coach. And starts, like, talking his way into another tryout. So, this coach is, like, I respect him. Because, see, successful people know success. He's not happy about it, but he's, like, I'm curious. So, you know what? Let's do it. And he basically tells him he's gonna come back the next day, and they're gonna do a scrimmage game. Which is just, like, playing a baseball game. That doesn't count. And he's going to be designated hitter for both teams. And if he doesn't hit every time, he's done. And just to make it more interesting, this coach is bringing out, like, the best of the best. So, like, baseball players who have careers or have had careers and, like, dominated the league. So it's just, like, not any old pitcher, but, like, the best pitchers, all-star pitchers, you know, stuff like this. And, you know, dad is still being annoying here and there. And I can't understand it. And, basically mom has to talk sense into dad. And be like, all day, every day, you do these fucking sermons, you never see your kid play, and you talk about miracles and this, that, and the other, and you've had a kid who has overcome so much shit, like, how many miracles do you need, why can't you be supportive, god damn it. And so dad is just being dad, and still sermoning or whatever, on Ricky's biggest day, and still never seen him play. Literally takes him the last minute to go to Ricky's tryouts and see him hit a home run off this all-star pitcher dude. And Like, everybody is floored with his story, his skill, determination. Like, the coach is even like, Jesus Christ. Not what I expected. And, my point in this fucking miracle story is that, like, Dad, as integrous and honorable as he is, fought the whole fucking way, tooth and nail, with Ricky. Like, just trying to kill his dream, because he knew better, because God was better, and this was the way, this was the only way. But it wasn't. Through all that bullshit, he still figured out a way to play baseball for 4 years in the majors. Like, that's no small feat, especially with a kid of his history. Are you kidding me? And if Dad had just been fucking a little bit open-minded about it, I don't know if it would have made it easier. Probably not, because that's how it is here. But I think it would have been so much more powerful. I mean, yeah, Ricky already had faith in, like, in that deep-seated way, like his dad did. But I don't know, putting it into practice in real time for his family, I think would have served his dad so much better. Because he was so stubborn and hard-headed about things. And just, like, not willing to give a little. And, like, I get that. You know, like, parenting, whatever, it's his own feat. But my thing is, like, if you're hardcore religious, but you're so stuck in your way that you won't even consider how it's negatively affecting the people around you, especially your family. Like, what good are you? Like, I feel like Ricky's dad was really lucky, because most kids wouldn't have been like that, I don't think. I definitely wouldn't have. I'd have been like, fuck your God, I hate this life. Because I'm a heathen. And also just, like, Dad's refusal to fucking be self-aware enough and open enough. Like, I don't know what you religious people think, but you're, like, wound so tight. And you don't allow for any new information and insight. And for somebody who spends their whole lives trying to convince people of God, like, you do a terrible disservice. By, like, not considering all these other factors. And even more so when you just refuse to change the way you deliver your messages. Now, I don't know what the right way is, okay? It's not my life, not my journey. But I think that, like, anything you're doing, you gotta be open enough to consider what's happening. You know, like, no, don't take everything in because it's, like, new age and you gotta be with the times. No! Only the stuff that makes sense. Like, was baseball that much of a fucking devil that you had to fight tooth and nail every goddamn second so your own kid couldn't have the only fucking pleasure in life he wanted? Ricky wasn't even, like, burdened by all the obstacles until he was, like, an adult almost, 17. Like, his whole childhood, he's just, like, got that spirit and heart and will and determination and all these things he's learning from Dad. Instead of Dad seeing that, and seeing the good it was doing and the positive, he just focused on all the things Ricky wasn't doing right. That he thought he wasn't doing right. And that he should be doing. Because he would save him. Ricky didn't need fucking saving. He needed love and support. And he got that. He needed a harsh taste of reality, definitely, because, you know, he's a boy. But he got that 100 times over. And I don't know. Could have just led for a better journey for them as far as God and their family goes if Dad hadn't been wound so tight about some things. And but again, you know, like, we're human and we're fallible. And that's my point. Like, you can be as devoted and righteous as you want, but eventually that's gonna become your fucking end game. Because if we're not careful, we become exactly what we don't want to be. And I doubt that his dad wanted to be, like, closed-minded and ignorant about new possibilities and wound so tight that he couldn't fucking leave some room for human error. Like, I'm sure that's not what his dad wanted. I'm sure his dad had great intentions when starting and a purity of heart like Ricky did. But somewhere along the way, we just, like, forget. And then we get stuck doing things away and cause more strife for us than necessary. And that's all I'm saying, is, like, if you really think you need to save people, then maybe take it seriously. Take your job and purpose seriously. And do all you can to have the right tools, and then figure out how to apply that in a way that's successful with people. Because there's a way to handle people. And so many of us just don't know how. And we don't care, and we don't realize we should care. And those who do learn figure out pretty quickly, actually, how much power there is in that. And just, like, allowing people to be who they are, figure out their own shit without you condemning them and bombarding them with your shit. Just allowing them to work it out. Being supportive, being a rock for them when necessary. But never crippling them from overcoming their own hurdles and mountains. Like, people don't want a handout. They don't want you to do it for them, even if they think they do. They don't. We want to work for it, but we just want to be supported in it. We know we're fucking up and we're not doing things correctly and etc., etc. But you saying that all the time doesn't make us feel better about it. And it doesn't make us want to listen to you either. So if that's really your purpose here, then it might behoove you to find better strategies. And just open up a little bit to insights. If you're immediately like, no, I can't do that, never, maybe sit on that and think about why you can't. What would be the harm? Worst case scenario. Anyways, that's so much more than I thought I had to say about this, but, you know, I just feel it and then I say it. So I'm trusting that this is reaching whomever it needs to. And if it's you, Vanessa, bitch, as most of these audios are, then you know what we're saying. Quit being rigid in whatever way you're choosing to be rigid, because we know it's not religion, you heathen. But figure it out. Okay? If we're stuck, maybe we need to loosen up a little bit. Not too much, get crazy, but enough to allow new information and ideas and strategies in that we can consider. Okay? And also, who cares what people say? They don't control us. Okay, that's evident. We are not bothered by these individuals who think they have any right to tell us they fucking need to save us. It's adorable, but a waste of their time. Doesn't mean it has to be a waste for us, okay? We just keep doing us for ours and all highest good only. Okay? Figure it out. You can do this. I believe in you. Okay, I'll be back.